This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No matter. All right, coming up on 4:06 here on DGS. Dave out for the day, taking the long weekend, so he'll be back on Monday. The rest of us are hanging out here, and obviously we have our regular Friday visit schedule with our buddy Bernie Miklas. Now, you can find Bernie on Twitter at @B_Miklas. And if you go into the little search bar and you just type in the last name, M-I-K-L-A-S-Z, you'll find him right there. That's where you can find a link to the YouTube channel where you're going to get content every single day. Like, for example, and I'm just going to give you a little promo, Bern. I'll do a little, little live spot for you today. Like, already today, there's a nice long breakdown of the Blues win last night and how they're moving forward without Robert Thomas. I really enjoyed the streaming TV service topic too, Bern. I mean, that's going to be one that we're going to be talking a lot about as the TV landscape changes in baseball here in these, you know, next 12 to 24 months, especially with the Cardinals. It's going to be interesting. So there, you got two examples of things just today that are brand new.
Heck, I may have a third video up after we finish our visit today. But thanks for bringing that bringing that some attention, Wheels. I appreciate it, man.
No problem at all, man. I check in every single day. I highly recommend everybody else does too. And we cover some of these topics like separately in the round, like in the roundtables we did earlier this week on KMOX.com and on the KMOX YouTube channel. But then you get to, in this setting, go into more depth. And, you know, because it's a dedicated segment to the thing that you're talking about as opposed to all four of us just kicking things around, which are both awesome. They're just different.
Yeah, that's right. I do like to go into great detail because, as you know, man, I'm a research wonk and I'm always looking for things that sort of give me what I think is the truth about a matter to sort of eliminate some of the BS stuff. And so sometimes I think my videos are a little too long, but when I make them shorter, a lot of my subscribers say, no, we like them at about 30 minutes. So you know how that is. But I do like to talk, and I think you've been accused of that yourself.
I don't know if I've ever been accused of that. No, it's, yeah. Not only do I talk a lot, Bernie, but I'm also loud. So I've got the combination of both volume of words and volume in terms of noise. So
yeah, I hear you, man. Same here.
All right, so let's start with this. There are a few different directions I want to go. I do want to get a thought or two on the World Series and a little bit on the Blues. But I wanted to throw a thought at you that I had last night. I was texting with our buddy Matt Pauly, as we are, you know, we're both night owls, so we sometimes text each other at night about baseball things or whatever. And one of the things we were talking about last night, and I've mentioned this loosely a few times here on the air, but I wanted to throw it at you. Might this be one of the better opportunities in recent years for the Cardinals to do this retool with the small number of sellers out there that actually have anything of value to sell? That if you're looking to reboot, if you're looking to do the fast turnaround and get a bunch of good players in a short amount of time into the organization, because I looked around, there just aren't many teams that are in sell mode, and the ones that are just aren't very good and don't have much to offer.
I really think that's a good take from you, and I'm not just saying that because you're my friend and colleague, because you know me. I don't hesitate to push back on my friend Kevin Wheeler. If we
that's
disagree.
How we all are. That's why we all right. Get along, man.
No, exactly. And, you know, but no, I think you're onto something there. And this is why this is such a critical offseason. And it's not a critical offseason because the Cardinals might be cutting payroll, which they will. It's just how much. It depends on how many players they offload, including some of the guys with no trade clauses who make a lot of money. But with that, even though the payroll would go down, you would also the benefit of that is that you would get more talent coming in if you can successfully trade several players that would figure to give you a good return. And that gives you, to your point, that gives you a shortcut on the way back to becoming a winning team and a really good team. It's all about collecting talent. The Cardinals need talent. Mm-hmm. And the more talent they can collect, to me, it's worth sacrificing some payroll over the next couple years. I'm not that hung up on the payroll
right.
part as I think a lot of people are.
You know, the way that I've put it, Bern, and I talked about this with our mutual friend Derek Gould. I joined him for the best podcast in baseball yesterday. We talked a lot about these things, so it's partly why it's all in my head right now. But, like, at some point, getting back to this type of payroll is going to be something we will care about. We will want to see that commitment. But, like, at the moment, I don't care what they spend. Just get better. Get better at developing players. You know, fix your blind spots. Get some more. Just add more pieces, because more talent, especially young talent, can lead to not only players that end up playing for you, but also more assets that you could trade off for other things down the road. I think that's the goal right now, is just more ability and more flexibility to end up spending further down the road, as opposed to just doing it now for no reason.
Well, that's the whole idea, right? Because we saw this with Jeff Lunau, and you know, I it's a shame in a way he's been forgotten by a lot of people. Bill DeWitt went this way once before, and he actually went this way when they were already having success, by putting in a strong player procurement system, a better one, a smarter one, better minor leagues, better teaching, better player development, also value signings. But Bill DeWitt did this, and Jeff Lunau set up the model the way that Bill wanted, and the result was that the Cardinals had constant flow of good young players coming to the big club from their own system, which kept the payroll down, and then the Cardinals could add to the payroll by using the payroll efficiency to go cherry pick players and pitchers that they wanted and that they were willing to pay a little more to. And that's how they had that tremendous success, you know, from 2000 all the way through 2015, because that model really held up well. And that's the way to do it. I mean, people, I've run out of patience of people that just want to see the Cardinals spend just to spend. That's one of the reasons they're in the shape they're in now.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Why would you want more of that? It's kind of like, that rat poison tastes pretty good. Give me some more. Yeah, I mean, it's utterly insane when you think about it. That's why you're in the shape you're in.
Yeah.
Because of misspending.
Yeah, what ends up happening, I guess the best way that I could come up with an analogy that's not necessarily directly a sports or a baseball analogy, but it's like anytime you're caught behind on something, catching up can be expensive. It's about staying caught up. It's about being on time and being ahead. So if you get behind on your bills, you know, you're going to have things that accrue. You're going to have interest that accrues, things along those lines. It's the same idea. So you don't want to have to spend to catch up. You want to set yourself up so that you're always on time with what you're doing.
Right. And you have incoming talent that you've also produced. And,
right.
You know, like last winter was a good example. The Cardinals had run out of the ability, although it's bouncing back, but they had run out of the capacity to develop their own starting pitching. So what did John Mozeliak have to do? He had to go out and buy three starting pitchers, and they've had to go out and get starting pitchers in 2021, 2022, 2024. You know, three of the last 4 years, they had to go out and get pitching at the deadline as well. So they were always buying pitching rather than developing pitching. And once you develop pitching, you may even have a surplus that you can put to good use. You can't go out every year and basically put together a new starting rotation on the free agent market. That is not a good way to do your business.
All right, Bern, let's do a little bit of, not totally rapid fire, but jump around a little bit here before we run out of time.
Sure.
Let's talk a bit about the Blues. I think a really good win last night. You know, Toronto's very talented. They've been one of the best regular season teams in the league in the last few years. I know they have their playoff hangups, but typically it's even later in the playoffs where they have those. But I thought that was a good response win after a tough loss to Winnipeg, and certainly on the road against Toronto without your best player is a pretty good way to go get 2 points.
Yeah, like I said in the video, in the short version, is that what do they have to do to overcome the loss of Robert Thomas? Okay, first of all, you're going to need really strong goaltending to keep the score down.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to need your new players that Doug Armstrong went out and got. You're going to need them to really be positive contributors. We saw that last night with Broberg and Holloway.
Yeah.
Texier. Sorry, man. I drew a blank there. I mean, four of their five goals were scored by players that Doug Armstrong got this past summer.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you also need – they don't have high-end depth per se, but they have much better depth. So you need your depth to pay off. We saw that last night as well. And those were some of the highlights. The stuff that they've got to do, and also like a guy like Jordan Kyrou, your best player has got to be your best player. The things they're going to need to do to get through this situation with Robert Thomas and his absence, we saw those things done last night. It's only one game, but it was encouraging.
All right, now we got to switch again because this is for local interest, for your interest, for my personal interest, for everybody's interest, this is a really great college football weekend again. Last weekend was awesome, but we've got the Fighting Illini on the road taking on the number one team in the country. We've got Mizzou on the road taking on Alabama, and obviously Brady Cook is hurt, and even if he does give it a go, is going to be severely limited. And eventually we got to get to this one, too. We got to get to your Navy midshipman hosting Notre Dame.
You know, I monitor the betting markets. I don't really bet myself, but I like to play along, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I really do. And it's really interesting to me. A lot of the betting markets, a lot of money's coming in on Navy based on the fact they're a 12, 13-point underdog.
Yes.
I love Navy football with all my heart, but I don't think they can hang with Notre Dame. I think Notre Dame's playing really, really well, but that is a big point spread. But I think certainly Navy loses the game. To me, it's whether they can cover, and I hope they do. I just want to see them play well.
Yeah, totally agree. I see it the same way. It's not that what Navy's done is impressive, and they are good, but Notre Dame's just got more good players. Like, you know, they've got quality coaching staff, bigger guys, stronger guys,
sure,
top recruits, things like that.
Yeah, and their defense is much better than Navy's.
Yeah.
And I
kind of see the same dynamic with Illinois at Oregon. In fact, I think way worse. I think that one could get really ugly. Nothing against Illinois. They've been awesome, but Oregon's really good. And Outson Stadium is notably difficult.
I think Illinois, you know, speaking of the point spread, they're a 21.5-point underdog, and we're talking about the 20th ranked team in the country. I think they can cover. There's rain in the forecast. I think Illinois is going to try to run the ball. I mean, I think there's going to be kind of a conservative approach. It might keep the score down. If I were a betting man on this, I'd play the under. I think it's the under's like under 54.5.
Okay.
So, no, I think Illinois can hang, but no, Oregon's just got too much. So Oregon would really have to screw up to lose at home to Illinois. No disrespect to the Illini.
And again, I don't want to disrespect Mizzou here. I think they're obviously, they're 6-1. They're the number 21 team in the country. I don't like the matchup this weekend. I don't like facing an angry Alabama team on the road that already has two losses, and you're dealing with problems at quarterback.
100%. And look, Alabama's not been Alabama, but they still have a lot of firepower. And you tell me who on Mizzou is going to shut down Ryan Williams. That's one thing. And I also think, if Mizzou does not have pass rush disciplines in terms of their lanes, Jalen Milroe will be able to run them wild tomorrow. So I think overall the Mizzou defense has played pretty well. I just think, to your point, my friend, after playing some pretty lousy games by their standards, I think they take it out. Alabama takes it out on Mizzou tomorrow.
Yeah.
With Brady Cook in there, it wouldn't be as easy to do, but I think it will be much easier to do in this case.
And I hope that my Hurricanes take it out on the 1-6 Florida State Seminoles as well.
No upsets there. I see people talking about, well, you know this. Well, you know, Miami's about to have a clunker. They always do.
We've had three clunkers in a row.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be this game, even though it's a rivalry game, right?
Yeah, I think that's why it won't be, because they're going to be up for the game. Because the other games, they kind of sleptwalk for a little while and then finish strong. And I think it'll be the opposite of that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Andrew, did we do enough hockey for you as the new top hockey boy on the show?
Yeah, I think so.
So you're trying to get into it, like deeper into it. I mean, I know you're always into it, but to another level. Are you trying to take it to the next level?
Well, I was never into it at any level.
Really? At all?
Oh, yeah, never.
Not even jumped on in 2019?
Nah, not in the slightest bit.
What spurred you to try to jump in on the Blues? Or is it hockey in general, not just the Blues?
I mean, I think they come hand in hand.
Yeah, when you live here, it does. Yeah.
Yeah, it's I watched a game with my wife at a restaurant, and
nice.
We had a lovely time watching it.
It's fun, man.
And,
have you gone?
She wanted to. Yeah, I've gone to a couple Blues games over the years, but I've never really held much interest in.
You turned your mic
hockey.
Off. There you go. Yeah, I think we should go.
Yeah.
I haven't
been.
You want to do an outing?
Yeah, I haven't been since like 2017, 2016.
Let's go. Let's set up a night at some point. We'll get gang together and get some tickets and go.
Yeah, fun.
You know, we'll sit there and then you just like, to me, being there is a lot more fun. And I mean, obviously, it's generally that in all of sports. It's always the in-person experience, more energy, all that. But like, if you're also like trying to pay attention to details for the first time, it's way easier in person than on TV. Mm-hmm. Just because sometimes it's hard to track a puck on TV because, you know, boards get in the way, bodies get in the way, the camera angles don't always get it. But when you're in the stands, and especially if you sit in the right spots, like to me, if this is my advice, if you're just trying to pay more attention to hockey, or if you've always watched and you love the Blues, but you don't really, like, you're not really nuts and bolts really into it, I'm telling you, man, one of the best spots to sit is second level behind a goal. Now, it's not the same experience. Down close, you're getting more of the sound, you're getting more of the speed, the physicality. But up there, you can see it play out. You can watch the patterns emerge of how the players are moving. You can see the purpose with which they're playing and how they're trying to, you know, basically create time and space with the use of movement. Mm-hmm. It's a very cool thing. It's not, I don't want to say this in a corny way. I'll just say in a corny way. It is kind of it's not totally choreographed because one side's trying to knock you on your ass. But there's a lot of choreography to it, and there's a way that when you start to see it happen correctly, you can sometimes see a few seconds in advance, oh boy, there's going to be a goal, or there's going to be a good chance coming here, because you can see one defender fell down, or he's out of position, and the puck's moving this way, and another guy's compensating. You can start to build toward, here comes a chance. It's kind of a cool view. Mm-hmm. It's a really good spot to be up there.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, and I've seen a lot of games from up high. Because a lot of the games doing the pre and the post game, you're up in the press box. Mm-hmm. So you see a really high view. I like the end view better than I like that one. Maybe that just makes me weird because I don't think most people agree, but that's my advice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.